Welcome to Nishal's Narrative and the 2023 edition of NADPOD POMO, a National Podcast Posting Month. I'm Shadows Pub. A year ago, I did my first podcast as part of NADPOD POMO, and then carried on to do a Christmas series, and then a weekly season. For the last few months, I've been creating images based on a single word, then crafting a quote based on the image, and creating a reflection to publish each day. During November, the reflections are going to be shared as podcasts. But first, I'm going to digress a bit. For the last 6 years, I've been hosting a weekly audio show on Discord called Pimp Your Post Thursday. It's a live curation show where people share the content that they've created or somebody else's that they enjoyed. One day, I shared a story about a character I remembered from my childhood. The story prompted some of the audience to nudge me to sign off with Bye Wilma. Since then, the sign-off has also appeared on the Twitter space called Hivespace, which is hosted by Alessandra White with co-host Jennifer Navarotti and I. So, who was Wilma, and why did she leave an indelible memory on my life? Well, I'll tell you. I was raised in rural Ontario in the 1960s. Yep, I'm showing my age. Back then, phones in rural areas were on party lines. No, we didn't use the phone to play music while we held a party. Several families shared a line with a different ring for each, and you thought ringtones were modern. In theory, you only answered the phone if it was your ring. Telephone companies were local. When you picked up your phone to make a call, the local operator would answer and connect the call for you. Operators were notorious for opening keys and listening in on conversations. Nothing like getting their gossip right from the horse's mouth. We learned very early, never talk about something on the phone you didn't want made public. Operators weren't the only ones listening in on others' calls. Say hello to Wilma, our neighbor on the farm next door. You'd think raising a family, looking after a home, and doing the many chores farm wives had to do, she'd not have time to even make a call, let alone listen in. We learned very early, listen for the telltale click of another phone being picked up when we were on a call. That was the signal someone was eavesdropping. Wilma would occasionally ask my mother over for coffee in the afternoon. My mother would take me along on many of those occasions and would warn me within an inch of my life that I was not to open my mouth at anything Wilma did while we were there. There was a reason for her to give me the warning. While we were seated in her living room having coffee, Mother and she were chatting away when one of the rings went off on her phone. I knew it wasn't their ring. That much I knew. It was another neighbor's where I visited. Wilma set her coffee down. Nonchalantly reached over to pick up the phone. My mother fell silent and went on sipping her coffee. Wilma listened for a few minutes and then gently set the phone back down. Yes, I kept my mouth shut. I had to bite my tongue, but I kept silent. It was a good thing Mother warned me ahead of time. I would have thought nothing of telling Wilma, politely, that listening in wasn't very polite. She probably would not have been very happy had I done so. While I was busy biting my tongue, I was rather shocked at my mother's lack of concern over what was happening. At home, if we moved in the direction of the phone after a ring wasn't ours, she'd let out a roar that we dare not ignore. She never batted an eyelash at Wilma's behavior, and reminded me later, we don't tell people what to do in their own homes. I often wondered how much time in a day Wilma spent listening to other people's conversations. She also kept a close eye on what was going on at our house when my parents were away. That was no easy task when there was a pasture and a line of trees to see past. She became so well known for this pattern of eavesdropping behavior that we would finish our calls by saying goodbye to our caller and then goodbye to Wilma, who was likely still on the line. She didn't often hang up during the call. She didn't want the click on the line to give her away, even though everyone knew she was already there. One day, my eldest brother got one of the cars running. He hotwired it while the parents were away. He drove it up and down our long driveway for a while and then parked it back in its spot. Following morning, the phone rang. My brother, yes, the same brother, picked up the phone and greeted the caller with, "Joe's Morgue, you stab him, we slab him." There was a pause at the end of the line before Wilma asked to speak to Mother. She was calling to inform her of my brother's adventure the day before. My mother listened and then thanked her for the call, put the phone down and started laughing. "All the people for you to answer the phone like that to," she said to my brother. "And just where do you get off at playing with the car while we were away?" The issue seemed to stop there. It was like my brother got off really light because he amused my mother. There you have it. When you hear me sign off with "Bye, Wilma," you now know who she is. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every day in November with a reflection on the word. And tomorrow's word is reflection. Oh, yeah. Bye, Wilma.